Milk Runs According to Murphy's Law, written and read by Fresney, Fandom Sherlock BBC, and Stargate SG-1. Warnings for a Megaverse, part of the Variations on an Equation series. Dr. William Sherlock Scott Holmes, PhD in astrophysics, mechanical engineering, and psychology, certainly knew what they said about him. He was an Omega. That he shouldn't even have been allowed into the program in the first place. That it was ridiculous IOA interference into military operations. They had no idea how he had to fight with Mycroft to be allowed to get even this far. Fight looks, expectations, whistles as he walked down a city street. As if his talents would be well spent in Area 51, or worse, buried in a silo in Siberia. He'd earned his degrees, even the one that was supposed to help him understand people. People were idiots, except Major John Watson, another Omega, another someone who shouldn't have been here. They called John a ballbuster on good days. He knew they called their gate team the O team. He and John, Molly Hooper and Sergeant Donovan, they went on milk runs. They went to the beta site, and yes, that was exactly the sort of sophomoric humor he could have expected. The Major shrugged. He always shrugged. Sherlock would arrive at their base apartment. Provided no one visited them, there was no way to know that the two bedrooms was more of an office and a bedroom, and rant for an hour after missions were a complete waste of their time. Oh, everyone whispered about them. He wanted to yell, "Yes, we wank each other. Yes, we see each other through our heats. Now how about I see if you have a basic understanding of the laws of physics? No? Then shut up." Actually, he had said that once, but since he was in his own flat, it didn't come to anything. John, because on their own time he could be John, said, "I'll make some tea." Because that was his solution to everything. That and shooting things, which Sherlock loved about him. He also quite liked the tea. On base, they didn't touch. Fraternization between team members was frowned on. Sherlock could feel the ghosts of that distance on missions, milk runs. Until the day on their milk run, there was a trust attack during an experimental wormhole attempt to contact a distant ancient ship, and they had to run through. They were cast galaxies away onto an ancient ship without adequate air, fuel, food, anything. Sherlock grinned at John and was a genius. John said, "Fantastic," and went to wrangle scientists and soldiers. They'd brought all the same prejudices with them. Still, it was amazing. The end.